It's Edward Goldman with Art Talk on KCRW. A solo exhibition of paintings by Glenn Rupsamen at Christopher Grimes Gallery, with its focus on iconic, exotic images of Los Angeles, made me think about how I fell in love with the city many years ago. Because of its unique look, I like to call Los Angeles a giraffe of a city. It looks like no other beautiful animal in the world. And that's exactly what Glenn Rupsamen emphasizes in his paintings, which are based on Los Angeles city images he finds with the help of Google Maps. The next step for the artist is to drive to the location to photograph it, blissfully avoiding such cliché landmark as Hollywood sign or the Grammont Chinese Theater. He makes us wonder at the dramatic juxtaposition of palm trees and the steel beams of the Marc de Suvre sculpture on Venice Beach. And the twilight landscape, pioneer species with a gigantic blank billboard, unmistakably bring to mind a huge movie screen onto which each of us is welcome to project our favorite movie. Rupsamen's tongue-in-cheek painting of a gigantic donut sculpture on the roof of Randy's Donuts has nothing to do with donuts. It appears to be a gigantic tire, the perfect tribute to Los Angeles, the city of cars. Glenn Rupsamen was born and raised in Los Angeles, but for almost three decades has lived in New York and abroad. A few years ago, he returned to Los Angeles, but still retains a fresh and sharp outsider perspective on our city of angels. Laura Schlesinger Gallery presents the first solo exhibition of figurative painter Delphin Finley, with its focus on portraits of people of color, including his self-portraits, and a particularly pensive painting of his father holding a shovel. I was taken by the diversity of compositions in his larger scale works, with people sitting, slumped, or laying down. Though Delphin Finley is only 23 years old and still pursuing his fine art degree at Art Center College of Design in Pasadena, his technical skill is something of a wonder. Any figurative painter will tell you that human hands are the most difficult part of the body to paint correctly. Finley seems to do this well without breaking a sweat. There are certain things that artists must work hard to learn. But there are other things that can never be defined or explained, as the famous saying goes, talent is like money, either you have it or you don't. And Delphin Finley certainly has it. These two exhibitions that I encourage you to see make me think about the two sides of a coin, one slightly surreal, the other more realistic. With that, I want to talk about the exhibition presenting the third side of a coin, the new LACMA exhibition Chagall, Fantasies for the Stage. Who would think it was possible for a museum to recreate the sensation of being in a theater while watching ballet or opera productions? There are four stages built for the exhibition, with Chagall set designs projected upon them. Each stage is occupied by what looks like live figures wearing Chagall costumes. All of these characters, you could swear, are ready to sing or dance. The exhibition is organized by Stephanie Barron, LACMA's senior curator of modern art, who collaborated with the Montreal Museum of Art to bring this exhibition to LA. Like the recent LACMA blockbuster Picasso and Rivera, which I went to see five times, this new Chagall exhibition begs for repeat visits. It's been Edward Goldman with Art Talk on KCRW.